From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Iraqi police have reportedly stormed the Baghdad church, taken over by four gunmen, claiming to be affiliated with an al-Qaeda-linked group. Officials say the more than 50 Catholic hostages being held are now free. NPR's Kelly McGever says the militants first attacked the nearby stock exchange.
The gunmen killed two security guards at the Baghdad stock exchange, then clashed with Iraqi security forces and escaped into the church during an evening mass. Outside, their car exploded, wounding four more people. Ministry of Interior officials say the gunmen claimed to be part of the Islamic State of Iraq, an umbrella group for al-Qaeda in Iraq. Our Lady of Salvation, an Assyrian church in southeast Baghdad, was targeted by a car bomb back in 2004. A local TV station reported that it received a phone call from one of the attackers demanding the release of al-Qaeda prisoners. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
The mail bomb threat may not be over. President Obama's counterterror advisor told NBC's Meet the Press they have to presume there might be more bombs like the ones discovered overseas yesterday.
I think they still are at war with us, and we are very much at war with them. And so they're going to try to identify vulnerabilities that might exist in the system. They continue to go after aviation targets. We need to stay one step ahead of them. We've been very fortunate that we've been able to thwart some of these attacks.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Brennan says it looks like a plot by al-Qaeda in Yemen. More than 30 people were injured in a suicide bomb attack in Istanbul, Turkey. In Istanbul, the BBC's Jonathan Head reports the blast happened next to the Independence Monument in the city's main square.
A police spokesman described a suicide bomber trying to climb aboard a police bus when he detonated explosives wrapped around his body. The bus was badly damaged and nearby windows were shattered. The remains of the suspected bomber could be seen lying covered with newspapers after the blast. The police say they identified other suspected bombs nearby and have been working to disable them. Previous bomb attacks in Istanbul have been carried out either by factions of the Kurdish insurgent movement, the PKK, or by Islamic groups linked to al-Qaeda.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Istanbul. President Obama is in Cleveland at this hour for his last campaign rally before the Tuesday midterm elections. He's reminding voters the recession started on his predecessor's watch.
I mean, think about it. We had a recession that was so bad we lost 4 million jobs before Joe and I were even sworn into office.
Republicans say the election will be a referendum on the president's handling of the economy. Vice President Joe Biden will have a chance to nudge the Mideast peace process forward next week. He'll meet with visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The talks are hung up over the issue of continued Israeli settlement building. From Washington, this is NPR. An Afghan official says a 12-hour-long gun battle in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province left 17 insurgents dead. He says the fighting went on for 12 hours in the Dishu district. NATO and Afghan troops began pushing into the insurgent stronghold in the south in July. In some areas, security has improved, but attacks have increased in other parts of the country. Nearly 450 people have died as a result of the tsunami that hit western Sumatra last week. Julia Simon reports rescue efforts to the remote islands are continuing.
Boats and helicopters are still bringing aid to the Mentawai Islands west of Sumatra, where a tsunami hit earlier this week. Tens of thousands have been displaced, and the death toll is still rising. Some witnesses describe 16-foot waves crashing into villages. Thousands in the Mentawais are now homeless. On the neighboring island of Java, tens of thousands are now living in evacuation camps following the eruption of the Merapi volcano. The volcano continues to spew ash and hot gas. For NPR News, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.
The man accused of kidnapping Elizabeth Smart in Utah 8 years ago is finally going on trial in federal court in Salt Lake City. Jury selection in the trial of Brian David Mitchell is set to begin tomorrow. The 57-year-old is charged with kidnapping and unlawful transportation of a minor. Smart was 14 when she was taken from her home and was rescued 9 months later while walking with Mitchell in a Salt Lake City suburb. Now 22, Smart is expected to testify against Mitchell. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Support for